Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's Attendant. He's here.
Boink. Boink.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
I got some words from former teammates that have now sparked a bit of a quibble amongst
former teammates?
Former teammates, former Hall of Famer, or future Hall of Famers. I believe one of them could be in yet, though. I know he's at least in consideration. I'm talking about Cam Newton and Steve Smith Sr.
Oh. Didn't they actually fight? Didn't they actually fight when their teammates? Didn't Cam Newton get punched in the face by Steve Smith?
No. I would not be surprised. Josh
Norman. It was Josh Norman.
Yeah. He punched Josh Norman?
Yeah.
Or did Cam fight punch Josh Norman?
Cam fought Josh Norman.
Steve Smith didn't punch Cam Newton?
Steve Smith punched a bunch of people.
I love Steve Smith. Angry. That guy was a dog.
Aggressive.
He should be in the Hall of Fame just because the amount of success at his size.
Yeah. He was a dog for real.
Yeah.
He should be in the Hall of Fame just so the Hall of Fame committee can avoid them getting punched in the face.
I'm looking for punches, Cam Newton. I don't got
it. He should be the only guy with a Hall of Fame bust that also has a fist with it. It's like there's his bust, but here's also his fist. It's like
you
this.
Mean like Detroit?
Yeah, he's the Joe Louis fist.
That might be the most incredible thing. You go down to downtown Detroit and there's a giant fist greeting you.
All right, so what is the beef there, Marcos?
Oh, look, there is a unspecified report that says, unverified report, I should say, from 8 years ago. Steve Smith cut in 2013 because he punched Cam Newton in the face twice in the locker room after practice.
I felt like I heard that story. Okay. I felt like I did hear that story.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like they're going to squabble once again based off of recent comments made by Cam Newton. He was on Radio Row, Super Bowl Radio Row, talking to Travis Hunter. And he made a comment about being the first pick, meaning you are entering a locker room full of losers, which, of course, his former teammate, Steve Smith Sr., didn't take very kindly. This was Cam Newton's comments.
When I was the first pick, I went into a locker room of losers.
How did you handle the pressure of being the top pick?
Let's put it in perspective. You're the top pick because what?
Where you play.
No. You're looking at it from a personal situation. I'm talking about from the professional situation. You're the top pick because that was the worst team in the NFL the year before. For me, I wanted to be the number one pick. You could potentially be the first pick, but bro, you have no way of impacting the game like a quarterback does. You can lock down the number one receiver. You can make impact plays on offense all you won't, but it's still not like a quarterback. My issue is when I was the first pick, I went into a locker room of losers. Guys didn't know how to win. Guys didn't know how to prepare. It was a culture shock for me. The games don't mean a lot to a lot of people in the league like you would expect. It's just money. Not everybody has capabilities to be impact players. They're just players.
All right. And what did Steve Smith, how did he respond to this? Because those are pretty biting words.
Yeah, I'll say for sure. His response came in the version of tweets. He says he started off lightly. 53-man locker room minus one equals 52 losers. Wow, breaking news to 89. In which he continued after sharing some tweets with some fans who were responding. He said, I've never backed down from my words. However, calling the men in the locker room losers isn't slander. It's disrespectful. I disliked a lot of things that happened with my time, but calling men losers is not something he does. He also called out Cam Newton. It was a bit much. I mean, I get the full context of it.
Keep in mind, you're talking about grown-ass men.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I would say this. I lost more games my rookie year than I lost in high school and college put together.
Boof.
And at no point in time did I think I was in a locker room full of losers.
Hmm. Did you have players, though, that were kind of like he said, where they're like, man, this is just a check to me?
Well, see, when I got there, the Cleveland Browns were really, really old.
Wow.
I'm talking about really old. A lot of 30, early 30, mid-30s guys, okay? Bill Belichick came in and immediately made the team younger. So that, you know, just keep in mind that there were two guys on the team when I got there that their first year in the league, I was 8 years old. So just imagine how football itself changed over those years. And so I would say that it was different. You know, football was different from the time they took over till the time I got there. That being said, I would still never go to Ozzie Newsome, Clay Matthews Sr., Webster Slaughter, Bernie Kosar, Kevin Mack, and Eric Metcalf and say, I'm here now. You guys are losers.
Yep.
You see what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
So that is the part. And I would also say this. Let's not make it sound like you did a whole bunch of incredible winning, because one of the biggest things with Cam Newton is, you remember in the Super Bowl when he didn't go after that fumble.
Of course.
And that's, you know,
so. Very infamous moment, like people.
Right. So sometimes when you stand on your pedestal and look down on all the people you went to battle with, they know parts of your story that others don't know.
It feels like such terrible advice to give Travis Hunter.
It does.
Hopefully Travis Hunter was like, you know what I'm not gonna do?
Is say that. He was right, but what he should have did was, you know, you gotta go in there and be a positive impact. You gotta who changes the culture. You gotta be a guy who helps the transition, because you know you're going into a bad, you know, you're going into a team that hasn't had a lot of success. And so, but to make it sound like he came into the league as the first pick and was Tom Brady is what the indication that people would take from his comments. And that wasn't the case at all.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We will continue on in the mixed bag with a little bit more of a inner division rivalry as opposed to teammates feuding. This time, though, Dak Prescott takes the high road and credits the Eagles for their championship.
I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy, right?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after
catch. We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So credit to them. They've earned and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close. Especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say this is that there's a lot of teams who look at the Eagles. Hell, the Rams played them the best that any team's played them all year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams, but let's not be foolish here. There's a lot of teams that said that about Kansas City this year.
For sure.
Right? And what I would say is the way that game unfolded Sunday, there wasn't a team in the NFL that was beating that.
When you say that, it's like when it reminds me of like the Lakers a couple of years ago when the Nuggets made the finals and they're like, it was a close sweep.
Right.
And I'm like, cool. Great.
Right.
Great.
Well, and awesome. And I think Dak, and he did the right thing. He gave them credit, but he said, look, every game that we played against them, we competed with them. So from our standpoint, right, when we see we competed with the two teams in the division that made it to the NFC Championship, like guys know based on how they played against them that they have a chance. And that's all he was basically saying, that it's not like when teams look at Kansas City in the AFC, you're thinking there's only one or two teams that can compete with them, right? There's a lot more teams in the NFC that feel that they could compete with the Philadelphia Eagles based on how they played them. Again, but that being said, of the 31 teams, nobody was beating that team that played on Sunday. Nobody.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We briefly mentioned it earlier in the show. Kevin Durant reaches 30,000 points. It was against the Grizzlies, and a fan of Kevin Durant, Ja Morant, had the opportunity to grant KD with the game ball, which I'm not sure you see that very often in basketball. Usually, you know, it's like you score a touchdown with that ball, make sure you save that ball. But
yeah,
it was kind enough of Ja to grant one of the players that he looked up to the game ball. This is him talking about it after the game.
He wanted the greats. So I honored him with the ball. He said he ain't care too much about it, but hey, everybody don't get 30K in this league. So hats off to him, and I hope he keep going. And we want to see him out here.
Make sure you get him that ball. Thanks, Josh. Right, so.
There you go.
There's only been eight.
Ah.
There's only been eight players. I don't know. Let me get the... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was a great performance. He's good. Hey, like, and it's really crazy to me that the Suns went down the path of really like getting close to trading him and being in that position. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on over there in Phoenix, because very clearly their whole genius in all this, like, think about how crazy the Suns situation is, right? They really spent like this entire thing, their whole little move that they tried to pull with Jimmy Butler, all on the hopes that they could bully Bradley Beal into waiving his no trade clause. Like, they made all these promises that they couldn't keep in the midst of all this, because they really thought that they could get Bradley Beal in a situation where he would waive his no trade clause, which he was never going to do. And honestly, if you guys paid attention to anything and the way that he behaved and wanted to leave Washington, like, he never really was pushing the gas pedal to get out of Washington. And basically, until they told him, hey, man, we're rebuilding, we want you out of here. And so I'm just sitting here thinking how hilarious it is that, wait a minute, you guys were basically doing this for 2 months, right? While the Miami Heat were sitting here dealing with all the Jimmy stuff and suspending him left and right, you guys were on the other side of that thinking to yourselves, I can't believe this Bradley Beal's not going to waive his no trade clause. And your answer to that was, we should trade Kevin Durant. And we should also make sure Kevin Durant finds out from Twitter, and that's going to go over well, because, you know, Kevin Durant notoriously has things go well with him when he sees a ship sinking in a franchise. Yep. Like, I don't understand what that dude is doing over there. All right. And I'm not here to poke and say, because I understand Miami's got its own issues right now, but just because they were linked with all this, I can't believe that their ripcord moment was, man, I can't believe Bradley Beal didn't waive that no trade clause he said he wasn't going to waive. Let's trade Kevin Durant. And now Kevin Durant is sitting here and is like, he's so rats off a ship. This team is not very good. And they're just in this crazy situation of like, wow, we're going to end up here stuck with Bradley Beal. And then Kevin Durant's going to walk on us eventually. So I don't know, man. I found all of that stuff really, really funny. I can't believe that they got to that point where, like, you got Kevin Durant and you were sitting here and being like, nah, don't worry. Bradley Beal's going to waive that no trade clause. And Bradley Beal's like, Bradley Beal's agent literally came out at Leroy every week. The guy, his agent, was on the record saying Bradley Beal is not waiving his no trade clause. He's not doing it, not going to do it. And you had these people being like, he's going to do it. And finally, they're just like, man, I can't believe he didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Right.
I'm like, what? Crazy to me, dude.
So I have the list.
Of what? The 30,000 scorers?
But this is the player to reach 30,000 or more. So it becomes a little confusing here. Because it doesn't give you how fast they did it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Is the player saying, no, he's not. It says LeBron's the youngest.
LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Dirk, and Wilt. You're welcome.
Wilt is the quickest, though.
Yes.
See, that's not the quickest.
Nope.
Wilt did it in 941 games. Jordan did it in 960 games. But the list, I'm saying, it shows all of their, you know, numbers.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.